This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Two Democratic lawmakers facing recall elections this fall are disputing the petition process. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke with Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff about the arguments and what's next in the process.
So let's start off with a bit of context. Recall efforts were targeted against four lawmakers for their work passing gun legislation during this year's legislative session. The only two to get enough signatures were the ones against John Morris and Angela Giron. Now, Morris has argued that language was missing from the petition, which makes them invalid, and Giron's going to make the same argument on Wednesday.
In both cases, the argument basically is that the state constitution requires petitions to expressly include a demand for the election of a successor to the recalled official. And in these petitions, that was absent. And it wasn't really anyone's mistake per se. It was that they used the form supplied by the Secretary of State's office. They complied with that. And for whatever reason, it appears anyway, that the forms that have been used for the last few years did not require that replacement.
Now, if it's a matter of a technicality with language, you said that these forms came from the Secretary of State's office. If this is indeed a technicality, is it because the recall efforts are so rare in the state?
Yes, absolutely. This would be the first time that a Colorado lawmaker would be recalled. They're actually basing some of their legal arguments on a case back in 2002 in which an appellate court invalidated signatures for another recall of some central city councilmen because it didn't have the successor part on the petition. It's going to be a legal argument, and there are a lot of people who think no matter what the Secretary of State rules, that it's going to end up in the courts.
The hearing that John Morris had with the Secretary of State was last Thursday. Last Friday, the group called a whole lot of people for John Morris held a press conference saying that they had some additional information that proved that this whole petition process should be counted as invalid. They say some of the names were actually forged on these forms.
That's what they're alleging. In fact, they said that at least 50 petition signatures were forged. And they provided a few examples. They didn't give people's last names. They said they wanted to protect the identities of these people. But they said one involved a man who has not lived in Colorado for over a year, which is a requirement. And they also cited an example of a signature of a woman who they say died 2 years ago. So they're hoping that this shows the poor collection of petition signatures. The proponents on this say, look, we're going to look at them as well and see if we did make any mistakes. But they claim that they think their petition collection was really above board.
Now, invalid or forged signatures, is that enough to throw out the entire recall process, or does it have to be a combination of that and what Morris is also challenging where this language is concerned?
It's going to be, I think, a case of people just sitting back for another couple of days and waiting to hear what the Secretary of State rules. Then there's a whole other set of rules that go into effect. Governor Hickenlooper, a Democrat, would be responsible for setting an election date sometime between 45 to 75 days from the end of the protest period. But during that time, Senator Morris and Giron have 10 days when they could decide to resign their seats. If they resigned, a Democratic vacancy committee in each case would appoint a Democrat to continue on in that seat. There's some speculation, although nobody is talking about it right now, that it's a possibility that the Democrats want to hang on to that seat, and if that results in those two incumbents resigning, so be it.
Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.